It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it. Check 1, 2. This is Shepherd Lost Sheep. Come in, Lost Sheep.
Lost Sheep here. How's it going there, leader?
Man, doing terrific. Brian brought us.
Yeah.
Live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California. Brought to us by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Yes,
from
sir.
From grain to glass. What do you know, buddy?
I'm doing well, boys. Thank you. They're finishing up the practice. They're running the two-minute period, but we had plenty of work before that that we can get into for sure. So, it was kind of an interesting day. I think a little bit of and I'm not trying to ride the fence on this. I think it was a little bit of a mixed bag overall. Offensively, I don't think the Cowboys look particularly great today. They're having problems. The left tackle spot today with Verse that they were dealing with today was not where they needed to be. And, you know, that's rookie on rookie right there. And then they've also suffered some injuries along the way, and backup guys are having to play, and, you know, versus rushing the passer. Versus doing to the offense what Micah Parsons is doing to the Rams. You know, Micah, they really don't have a great answer for Micah Parsons either over on the other field. But today I would say when you sit down and watch the tape for this Cowboys offense, I would say it's not particularly something that you would be really, really proud to say I was a part of.
Mm. Oh, man. Well, we talked an hour ago and said if we could snap our fingers and make one thing come true,
yeah,
it would be good play from the rookie offensive lineman. Sounds like that did not come together. And I saw the defensive tackle Albert Huggins knock down a member of the Rams staff.
He did.
Kind of shoved him. Did you witness that?
Yeah, that was during the one-on-one period. I was doing I was on the other end.
Okay.
I was working on Cowboys offense is what I was working on their one-on-one side. And then it was on the opposite field of me, and I was talking with Nick Harris about it. Matter of fact, he has the video. I guess everybody's kind of seen the clip.
Yeah,
but that, you know, that's uncalled for. Matter of fact, we were moving on to the next drill, and Tank was talking to Huggins and he said, "Hey, are you good?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, they kicked me out of practice."
Yep.
And Tank just kept walking like, "Okay, well, you know, that's a way to kind of not do what you're supposed to do." But yeah, that's unfortunate right there. You know, everybody's here trying to kind of protect each other. And, you know, matter of fact, hell, there was a couple of times that some of these Rams secondary guys, I mean, Cam Curl could have just laid out, you know, Cooks in the back of the end zone on the red zone period. I mean, just he could have just lit him up, and, you know, he pulled off, and, you know, and you know, it was an incomplete pass. But yeah, if it was a game, you know, damn right he's going to light him up. But you're out here trying to work with each other and trying to help each other, and here's a poor guy. You know, he's probably the equipment guy. He's just trying to, you know, try and take a snap and be part of the drill, and he gets dumped by a guy that had a horse-ass game the other day.
Sure did.
You know,
yeah.
So that's,
I mean, honestly, he's probably a player that should just be cut tonight.
I'd rather play 10. After
that. You know, that's, you just, like I said, that's uncalled for. You know, the guy's just, he's doing his job. He's asking to take the snap, you know, hold the ball, and then keep taking snaps as the drill's going on, and then you dump him. You know, and that's the unfortunate thing.
Well, rest assured, we're gonna give him Huggins bleep hole of the week. Okay.
He might deserve that. But man, they've got some things happen today injury wise. This is going to be a busy day for me after our show trying to rustle up some injury information here. I'm a guest on your show. I forgot. I talked about it with the morning show. I told him I'm a guest with everybody's show at this training camp. Something happened, and I need to check with Overshown. Something happened with Overshown. So he's, I don't know, Nick's thinking it might be a hip. Nick Harris might be thinking it's a hip. But yeah, they're still in the practice field, so all my guys are still doing work, and hopefully they'll have some updates for everybody here a little bit later.
We're going to give Tolos a chance to ask you questions about the roster, about
I'd
what you've witnessed here.
I'd
ask Brian anything coming up in about 15 minutes, and then Krusty's Corner itself coming up at 3:40 here. It's time now for Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day, buddy.
Well, I mean, the injuries have been really the story so far. The big news, we talked about this with KNC, J.J. McCarthy, the Vikings' first-round pick, underwent a full meniscus repair this morning. He's going to be out for the 2024 season. The repair was done by Dr. Chris Larson in the Twin Cities. They say it's going to give him the best chance at a long, successful career. So that's why they went ahead and did this. But it'll be Sam Darnold who will be the starting quarterback now for the Minnesota Vikings. And then another bad moment at practice as Jordan Addison, their outstanding second-year receiver, former USC Trojan, was carted off the field with a leg injury. Still not sure the severity of that one, but a rough day for Viking fans. You lose your first-round quarterback for the season, and hopefully Jordan Addison, that is not a serious injury. And then there was also Juwan Taylor, starting tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs, suffered a shoulder injury today. He also got carted off, but I guess with the shoulder, now the Chiefs got good positive news on that. They said they're not overly concerned right now. So hopefully he's okay moving forward. I know we got, we're getting close to fantasy football season. You might want to take a close look at Alvin Kamara, all right, if you're out there drafting. He left practice with a back injury. And those backs.
He's getting old.
My goodness gracious. He's getting older. We know how quickly the wall, I mean, all of a sudden you just fall off a cliff at the running back position. And now if you're dealing with a back injury, that makes me a little bit nervous if you were going to be drafting Alvin Kamara in your fantasy football teams. And then good news for Mark Andrews. He got in a car crash. He is okay. Medical staff at the facility evaluated him, and he was scheduled for a non-practice day anyway, so he didn't practice, but he did get in a car accident heading to the team facility, but could have been much worse. Thank goodness Mark Andrews, one of the best young tight ends in the sport, is okay. So my gosh, it's just one of those things where you're like, you're holding your breath every moment. It just seems like there's bad injury news coming out in the NFL today.
That's the worst part of training camp. I mean, you're always just constantly, please don't give me the news that one of my players is injured. No. Please don't give me the news that one of my, I mean, the Vikings right now, are you kidding
that
me,
hurts,
dude?
Man.
They've had a bunch of injuries, even before the ones from today, like with McCarthy and Addison. They've had some corners go down for the season.
Yeah, they're struggling. They're struggling at corner. I talked to one of their guys because I was interested in the Booth trade and, you know, what they saw in our guy and what we can see from their guy. And they were saying, hey, our corner situation is just really, really bad. And so a lot of that has to do with some of the injuries they've dealt with as well.
Yeah, it could be a landing spot for Stephon Gilmore. He's going there. He's going to take a visit to Minnesota. So that might be where he ends up. We've talked a lot about Brandon Ayuk, and the report today is that the 49ers want to keep him. But the Steelers, we do know, have a trade in place. We'll see if the Niners are able to get a deal done. I also saw some reports like him and Kyle Shanahan kind of got into it a little bit. I never really know where the truth is with some of this stuff with the Ayuk reports, but man, we'll see. I mean, if I were him and I had the opportunity, I'd probably stay in San Francisco if the money is close. If not, we talked about it yesterday. My goodness, the cost of living there in California compared to Pittsburgh. Maybe I will just go to Pittsburgh and play with Mike Tomlin, which is why he wants to go there. He loves himself some Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, very significant.
Can I say something here about that? I was talking to some guys in San Francisco, and they were telling me they're getting really tired of this. They're tired. They want something done one way or another. Either get it done or get him traded. I mean, that's, you know, they're kind of in that mode right now of like, hey, we're trying to build our team. We're trying to figure some things out. They're not sure if he's coming back, but there's a lot of tired folk that just want this thing done one way or another.
Yeah, and they still got the Trent Williams thing looming over them. They've had a bunch of injuries at camp. I can understand the frustration there in San Francisco. Man, how about Browns linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah gets himself the bag today. Second-round pick.
Good player.
Really good player. And he was kind of that tweener, like safety linebacker at Notre Dame, but he's been one of the best linebackers in the league since he was drafted, was just named to the Pro Bowl, set career marks this year when it came to tackles and sacks. He's only 24 years old, gets a three-year extension worth up to $39 million. So still some money being thrown around there at this point in the offseason. And some breakout candidates. I saw CBS Sports come out with an article in the NFC East. And I guess this we'll have to, you know, see with this Marvin Overshown hip or whatever is going on with him. But they listed him as your Dallas Cowboy that's set to break out, DeMarvian Overshown. And I think that's a popular pick. I think we are all very excited about his potential this season.
No, absolutely. You know, for him to be out there, the practice in the way is. But, we're going to have to get – I've reached out, and hopefully when practice over, maybe by the time our show's over, we'll have an update on really where they're at there. But, man, he has had a pretty good camp. You know, when they've asked him to do some things and, you know, play with him and Clark, they've looked pretty good as a pair playing at linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, that linebacker room just has you, it just looks so much different when you actually have capable linebackers out there, and the Cowboys did a good job this offseason.
Or real linebackers, how about that?
Right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're not playing safety as a linebacker.
Bell did a hell of a job, and Bell's a good player, but, you know, I mean, they've got guys that, man, their room looks a lot better. It's a room that's got some athletic ability to it. It's got guys that can cover, play downhill. I mean, they did it. They went from being, like, bad at it to being really good at it.
This was a story I wasn't familiar with, but I guess Eagles Cowboys this year is going to be in November on CBS. Now, obviously, these games are usually either Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, or Fox owns the NFC package. But since the 1993 season, CBS has not had an Eagles or Cowboys game. Jim Nance was the play-by-play announcer last time Eagles-Cowboys aired on the network. He was talking today on CBS, said he had a funny story about that. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, all of a sudden, Mr. Jones sticks his head into the room. He points to me as I walk out, and he says to me, you know what's going on with these TV negotiations? I don't know what he's talking about. He says, you're going to lose the NFL if you're not careful. Then I realized he was sending a message for me to take back to New York. You guys better get this together because Fox is coming on big time. When I was a kid growing up, October 30th, we called it Mischief Night. So I didn't know what kind of mischief Jerry Jones was up to, what kind of hijinks he was up to, but I think he's serious. I get on the phone with the hierarchy of CBS, and I just want you to know, I say Jerry Jones singled me out of a meeting and basically said, we're in trouble. I'm just the messenger here. Sure enough, month and a half later, we lose the NFL to Fox. And now it's come full circle. As Romo and Nance, 11,333 days since that game, will have Eagles-Cowboys on CBS, and Nance is pumped, Romo's pumped, and honestly, I think the CBS broadcast is great. I mean, we won't be watching it, we'll be at the stadium covering the game, but I think this is awesome for Nance and Romo and CBS to go ahead and get themselves some Eagles Cowboys.
You know, the only thing that I don't like is the Thursday night. What was that? The Amazon crew.
Yeah,
yeah,
that yeah.
Was,
like,
not a fan
the
of them.
Crew that I was like, man, this just doesn't work. Anything else is fine.
Kurt Herbstreit doing those games.
It's Herbie and Al Michaels, and Al Michaels last year just seemed so checked out.
Yeah, he's been checked out for a little bit.
But I don't blame him.
$15 million doing that, and he's checked out.
Yeah,
man,
and the games aren't any good. I mean, you're used to doing like NBC Sunday Night Football. I get the best game every week. Now I'm doing Jags, Browns, or whatever the heck they're putting on there, Titans and Texans. I don't know. CBS is bringing back the Nickelodeon
games. Pretty
good
games there, what you just mentioned.
Yeah, we'll see. The Thursday night games never end
Titans, up being Texans, good. That sounds all right.
Titans, Texans could be, because you're a Will Levis guy, and that mayonnaise.
Yeah, I love Will Levis, you know that. Yeah.
The Nickelodeon games are returning to CBS. I guess this has been a hit for them. They've had this for the last couple of years. First wild card game was that Cowboys-Niners game a few years ago. We know how that one ended.
That was a bunch of slime.
I mean, I guess Maya is getting to the age now, Eric, where like maybe she'd be into watching a football game on Nickelodeon with the slime and everything. 877-881-1053, if you have anybody that like your kids love this. I don't know. Like, I did the simulcast something that the kids are really tuning into? They're super pumped about this with Nickelodeon?
No, but my kids do love slime.
It is fun. There's something about the slime.
The older one grew out of it. The younger one's just realizing it. I'm trying to institute a slime ban in the house.
Yeah.
And
they just sliming each other.
I've done that before.
Wife brought some home. It makes a mess in everything.
It does, dude. Oh,
do they still have silly string, boys?
Yeah,
do they still
absolutely.
Do that?
We had a silly string.
Okay, that's
party
kind of a that's kind of a safe thing to do. Yeah, silly string.
Just bust out the silly string.
Yeah, cleans up much better than slime.
It cleans up much better than slime.
So they're making homemade slime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get this slime and then they just start sliming everything, dude. You know the other one that causes big messes. It's cool and I like it. But disaster from the cleanup standpoint is the kinetic sand.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, I can see that.
That kinetic sand, it's like this sort of like magnet sort of sand that stays together and it's super malleable. You make all these awesome things. It gets stickier than like regular sand would. But it's really, you can't contain it.
Nope.
We got Colin Kaepernick back in the news. Jim Harbaugh.
Coach him up.
Has offered him a job to come and join the Chargers staff there. So I think Kaepernick's still holding out hope. A team brings him in. He wants to play.
Quarterback coach? Or?
He's just going to join the staff. He said, we've talked about it. He's considering it. He was out of the country. He said he was going to get back to me. We've reconnected since then. So if it's the route that he wants to take, he thinks he'd be a tremendous coach if that's the path that he chooses.
Is he 36 now? How old is he? 36? 34?
Yeah, it's been 8 years, I think, since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
Were they together in Nevada? Yeah,
no,
they were.
No, San Francisco. No,
San Francisco. San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, they went to the Super Bowl together.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.